Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday, T. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Problem management is something I talk a lot about, but still I feel like I don't talk about it enough. I'm around leaders of a lot of different companies. So I'm about to make a blanket statement. Most organizations fail miserably when thinking about what is a problem. A problem in this sense of problem management. Far too many organizations only consider a problem to be a major incident. But when we think about the history and the ITIL V3 books, I still vividly remember this picture where there were some incidents all clustered together, and there was a circle that was a problem which needed a change request to resolve. I don't know if anybody else remembers that like I do. I remember the pictures a lot. I've said it on the podcast before, and I don't know if you all believe me or not. I used to have a job where I was pretty bored a lot. So I would read the ITIL books to the point to where I think I know them almost as well as anybody on this earth can quote them in some parts. Because when I had downtime, I used it as a learning opportunity. But far too many organizations only consider a problem to be a major incident. So we had this big P1. Okay, let's open a problem ticket and get to the root cause so we won't have this major incident happen again. And if this is your perspective, you are definitely not getting the full value or even enough value from your problem management program. And even the diagram I just described is what we would call reactive problem management. So let's look at the three levels of problem management. There are the organizations that only do the major incidents. There's some who do problem management, just like the ITIL diagram. They look for patterns of incidents that can be one root cause can resolve them. And one great metric that few organizations track, especially in a reactive problem management or proactive problem management, is incidents resolved by a problem. Jeffrey, why is that so important? Well, wouldn't that tell you how effective your problem management program really is? So if you're not getting full value out of just doing major incidents in your problem management and you start doing reactive problem management, so we're getting a little bit of value. The one way that adds the most value is proactive problem management. Proactively addressing root causes before incidents are known and felt. Think about that for a moment. You notice things that have happened, things that are occurring. And so before an incident is known or felt, problem management is on the spot, making sure that we don't feel that. And I know this is probably sounds like a hot take, but I don't mean it as such. But 1 minute of saved downtime is worth a lot more than you think it is. 5 minutes, 10 minutes of saved downtime is worth a lot. It may be worth more than another 10 minutes when something's already down, but just the disruption of it itself and the ability to avoid that and have that as a metric is huge. adds tremendous value to the organization. And so problem management runs the spectrum in terms of how much value it adds. But I'm just trying to advocate, be as proactive as you can. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Please follow our LinkedIn company page. Check out our other podcasts. Also, wherever you're listening to this, I ask that you subscribe to the channel. For some reason, it bumps us up into the searches, and so that's always advantageous. Also, let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Hope you have an awesome day.